te vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya I see we have the possibility to project a shloka on the wall. I must admit I have a few shlokas which I will refer to, but it's all right, Prabhu. But this morning I will just I have not prepared this, so I will just without the chanting, we will just do it. I'm sorry, next morning we will do everything. I would like to open the shloka with a few pranam mantras to our exalted founder, Acharya Srila Prabhupada. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Kauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyare Satarine Om Ajanati Mirandasya Chananjala Salakaya Shakshun Militam Yenai Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Vancha Kalpa Tarubhasya Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Pajitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. With these prayers we offer respectful obeisances. Why? In the early morning we go and offer our flowers to Srila Prabhupada in a gesture of utmost respect and bow down to him. Why do we do this? Is there a reason? My dear devotees, some of my god brothers start their day with the Vande Deham prayers. They go Vande Hang Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalang Shri Gurun Vaishnavangsha. It's an extensive prayer which I wanted to chant tomorrow with all of you. Why? Why offer this respect? Especially, why at this time in the morning when ordinary people think, oh, well, we have just showered, let us now eat our breakfast, meet with the family, speak about the plans, and then go to work. Why first the thing in the morning, offering obeisances to exalted personalities? And those who are sadhakas get up in the morning for Mangal Arati, where they sing the prayers to the spirit master, 8 prayers at 4:30 when the whole world is asleep. Why do this? What is the reason? The reason is a very wonderful reason. By entering a culture of respect, where you are respectful towards elders, towards Vaishnavas, a tremendous potency is coming to you, which you will have no access to without offering respect. I think our materialistic civilization teaches us more to be assertive. Is this the English word? To be self-assertive, not to assert yourself. Come on. Confidence, you know. push your way through, otherwise you don't make it, and so on. The Vaishnava or spiritual culture is opposite. We are offering respect. The reason, my dear devotees, is that when you show respect, best is without respecting something in return. You are opening yourself up for the power of blessings, divine blessings, when you go to, or spiritual blessings, when you go to sadhus, to the Guru Maharaj, and divine blessings when you worship the Lord. This spiritual culture works on the power of blessings. It works with this as the driving force. Blessings or mercy when it comes from Krishna, blessings when it comes from human beings, mercy when it comes from God, is so important, my dear devotees, that it is bringing you beyond what you could hope to achieve on your own strengths. We all have 7 types of strengths. Physical strengths, we have mental strengths, our emotions. Sometimes we are down, especially if we don't sleep enough. We have intellectual prowess. We have the prowess of our wealth behind us. I think that's good enough for now, otherwise we clock the intelligence. This brings us to a certain, let me say, to certain achievements which we can do. Our physical strengths, our intelligence, our maybe connections with others which we work, wealth and so on. But this strength keeps you always within the limits of your own karma, what is preordained for you. Only the power of blessings, this tremendous strength, carries you beyond. When I grew up in Krishna consciousness, I heard the Prabhupada quoted a famous sentence attributed to Napoleon: impossible is a word in the Fool's Dictionary. And I wondered, how is it possible that nothing is impossible? Little did I know at that time, because I was so young and inexperienced, that Prabhupada spoke that by the blessings of the spiritual master, everything is possible. There is no impossibility. Everything can be done. And therefore, in a spiritual culture, everything is done after collecting first blessings from superiors. And that means we enter into a culture of giving respect and showing respect. Like Abhishek came today with a garland. This is a very respectful gesture. You have situated me in this seat, which is so much above yourself that I feel a little bit uncomfortable. It's a little bit high. Hopefully I don't get a swindle, dizziness in the head and fall down. We always know in spiritual life it is better to take a humble position and show respect than to take up a superior position and expect respect. Because the moment you are in a respectful gesture, in a respectful position, at that moment you open yourself up for blessings. I would like to show you something which you can learn from this Tamos flask. In order that water flows into this glass and becomes something I can drink, I have to put the glass underneath this thermos. Not because water always flows from a higher position to a lower position. If I would try to fill this glass like this, by putting the glass above the thermos bottle, I can try it, maybe it will work. Oh no, no, in the glass, not on the floor, please. Hare Krishna, I can try to educate my thermos bottle, but it will never work. I always have to go under it to receive the water. In the same way, if you want blessings, my dear devotees, in your life, and if you want to move forward in your life, you should know the art of giving respect to elders who are able to give you blessings. And in this way, when you do this, you are able to get the powerful blessings of the power of blessings. Is this clear? Have I been able to communicate a point to my tired Pandavasena audience? It's not so tired, actually. Hare Krishna. It's very, very, very important. That is the reason why a lecturer will, although he has notes, he will first offer his obeisances to the spiritual master. This is the reason why our spiritual leaders fall flat on the ground each morning before the Vyasa-san after they have offered flowers to their spiritual master. This is the reason why any undertaking is a spiritual undertaking. The devotees will go to the deities and ask for their mercy, their blessings, so that they are successful. Because with the power of blessings, or when you have achieved blessings, all undertakings will become successful. There are five factors which are there for a successful execution of anything. Five, of which the materialist only knows four. And only the spiritualist knows the fifth. These four let us start with the four factors. It's a good place, the right time to do something, an endeavor, a good endeavor, and your skills, you know. But all these may be there, and you may struggle with these. If the fifth factor is not present in your life, you will not be successful in whatever it is that you undertake. The fifth factor is the Paramatma, the Super Soul in the heart, who arranges this material universe according to his plan. There is a verse where the Lord speaks about this: Maya Yakshena Prakriti Suyate Cha Characharam. Meaning, this Maya, this material energy, works under the Aksha, the eyes, or here you would say the supervision of me, Krishna. I must admit to you something. I was a little in Maya in a few months ago, or was it months ago? In Germany, football is such an important thing. I don't know how it is in England, but in Germany, it's the modern god, you know. So, I had given a class doing Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi in our Berlin temple. It's a beautiful Jagannath temple. And the temple president had told me, be sure to be finished by a little before 8 o'clock, because then the temple will empty out. All our guests will go to the rush to the next TV to be witness to the football game, Germany against the rest of the world, or whatever it was. I'm not so educated in football, but I have learned a little bit more this year. So then, I don't know even which game it was. Germany had lost already against Mexico. And this was the greatest humiliation for the German nation. It was really very tough pill to swallow. But in this game, I forgot exactly what it was. Did they win? Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi, they won against Sweden. Hare Krishna. So, but then afterwards, the sacred German football team, which had won the last World Cup with an overwhelming number of shooting the foolish ball into a foolish receptacle, the famous Germans, they didn't even make it into the more, what is it called, final game, or what, quarterfinals. I thank you for your education in this matter. In the quarterfinals. They did not even make it into the quarterfinals. My dear devotees, for Germany, this is the greatest, greatest defeat. Can you see how much our nation suffers? I'm exaggerating the point because I'm trying to make a point to the Pandavasenas and need a little illustration. Germany lost, although they have so much money into the football team. They have best players. They are training every day for 25 hours to make the goal. There is so much expectation. The whole nation is behind every single player, but they didn't even make it into a place where even the Swedish people could make it. This is too much. But why did they not make it? Time, place, effort, and in, everything, intelligence and skills was definitely there. Why did they not make it? The fifth factor of action. They didn't have the blessings or the mercy of Paramatma. Therefore, they could not make it, and they lost against an opponent which were not as skilled, which didn't have so much money into the football training and so on. And since that time, there is a joke which the Germans have to live with. The joke goes, what's the difference between a tea bag and the German national team? And the answer is, the tea bag stays longer in the cup. this is a joke the Germans have to live with, maybe for the rest of the universe. Because of the fifth factor, this is my point, the Lord. In the culture of spirituality, we want to make sure that we do enter the opposite of a materialistic culture where everything depends on one's own strengths, on one's own efforts, where finding the right place, the right time. Here in the spiritual culture of Krishna consciousness, we know of a different power, the power of divine blessings, the power of blessings from devotees. And my dear devotees, this works so well that even the blessings of the father and the mother, who are clearly superior to us, they have given us birth, is very important in spiritual life, and therefore respect should be given there. To mind comes Lord Rama. When Lord Rama entered the town of Sita, according to one Ramayana, I believe it's the Valmiki Ramayana, Sita was on the balcony of her palace, and when her eyes fell on Ram as he entered the town next to Vishvamitra Muni and Lakshman, you know, she immediately recognized her eternal Lord and Master. At that time, Ram, you know, glanced upwards, his eyes came upwards, and he saw Mother, for us as devotees, we say Mother Sita, or Sita, his eternal consort, eternal wife on the balcony, and he had heard about Sita in his earthly Leela, but this was the first seeing or first meeting through the eyes Sita Ram met at that time, and they immediately recognized each other and knew that they were meant for each other. But still, before then, Ram, as you all know, went to the contest. He lifted the bow of Lord Shiva, which no other person who was there, no other king of the world could do. And then he broke that bow, and therefore was married, was offered Sita as the prize. This was the Svayamvara of Sita. But he did not enter a relationship with her. He had seen her and recognized her. He had been winning the contest in the Svayamvara, but he did not accept her without the blessing of his father Dasharath Maharaj. No? Only when Dasharath Maharaj gave his blessing after seeing Sita did Ram proceed with the marriage. The very important principle, obtaining the blessings of one's father. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed a pastime in his when he was with here in this world, where also he shows how important it is to obtain the blessings of superiors, in this case his own mother Sachi. In the Dharma Shastras it is said, sometimes we may disobey the father, but we can never disobey the mother. Her blessings are even superior, because she gave birth to us. She had us 9 months under her heart. She carried us. She gave us birth with great physical, it is very physically strenuous to give birth. Men could not biologically endure the pain of childbirth. They would die from the pain. But the mother is, organism is equipped with so much resilience because her love is very, very exemplary. So there was a tragedy in Mother Sachi's life. She had given birth to 8 daughters, and they had all died after childbirth. Every single birth, a child had died. Can you imagine what that does to the mother? Finally, she received Vishvarupa, the older brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Vishvarupa, when he was quite young still, left the house to take sannyas and become a wandering and preaching renunciate. Mother Sachi was again stricken with pain. Then one morning, her husband, Jagannath Mishra, approached Mother Sachi, totally distracted. He said, "My dear wife, I had a dream. And since the dream, I'm so disturbed. What was your dream? Would you tell it to me?" "Yes, I saw our son Nimai." "Oh, what was he doing?" "He was surrounded by millions of people." "Oh." "He was singing the holy names and dancing in ecstasy." "Oh." "And he was shaved up. He was in the garment of a sannyasi." "My dear devotees, what this dream, which was like a..." Here comes a difficult English word. I'm not sure if I can speak it properly. "Premonition." A premonition. Something which you foresee that will come to you in the future. Mother Sachi was again stricken, and only a short time after this, Jagannath Mishra, the father who could just not live with this misery, that first his daughters, then Vishwaroop had gone, and now his son, his beloved last son, Nimaya, could take also sannyas. Jagannath Mishra couldn't bear the heart pain and just left the world for the eternal world a short time afterwards. So Mother Sachi always had this in my mind, in her mind. What if my son will take sannyas? And the day came. It was in the evening. Mother Sachi already had this idea, and she did not go to bed. She stayed at the gate of the door and cried there. And that evening, Gauranga Mahaprabhu went with his wife, Vishnupriya, very young wife, 16 years old only, into the private rooms where they would stay as a couple. And he would say, Vishnupriya, give me your blessings to go and take sannyas. Vishnupriya fainted, bang. When she woke up from her faint, she looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she again fainted. Then she woke up again, and she saw how Gauranga Mahaprabhu took the four-armed form of Gaura Narayan, Narayan form, and said, Vishnupriya, I will have to save the world. Please give me your blessings. And Vishnupriya, seeing her husband as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could not say no to the request and said, Tatastu, may you go. She gave her blessing. Then the Lord had to pass the most difficult obstacle. He went in the early hours of the morning from the home, and he wanted to pass through the gate, but there he saw, dressed in a white sari, the sari of a widowed woman, his own mother, whom he loved so dearly, sitting in the entrance and crying. And he went to Mother Sachi. He circumambulated her three times and said, Mother, I must go. Please give me your blessing. But Mother Sachi could only cry and cry and cry. Finally, Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances and went with a heavy heart to the ghat at the Ganga, which is known as Nirdaya. Nirdaya means no mercy. This is how the Navadvipvasis have given this name to this place at the Ganga, Nirdaya, the all merciful Lord, Karuna Sindhu, Gaurahari is here. This it is given to him. You have left from the Nirdaya Ghat. That is what the loving devotees have said. It's not their final judgment, by the way. We will hear their final word on this. So he went, he took sannyas, and he went back, he went to Shantipur, but he had not received the blessings of Mother Sachi. So he requested Lord Nityananda to bring all the devotees, even Mother Sachi, not Vishnupriya, she had given the blessing, but everyone to Shantipur. Strictly speaking, in that culture and at that time, the sannyasis would not again go home. They could not do this. He needed the blessings. So Mother Sachi came with all of the devotees, and when Mahaprabhu saw her, his soft heart, he's so much full of love, broke, and he said, Mother Sachi, I have acted out of youthful enthusiasm. If you do not want that I go, then I will return. He needed the blessings. The Mother Sachi saw her son dressed in the ochre garment of a sannyasi, fully shaved. And she said, my dear Nimai, although it will break my heart, I give you my blessings. Because if you now go home, you will be the object of ridicule for the whole world. And you are my beloved son. I want to only do what is your will. May you have my blessing. Then with the blessings, our movement could start. Blessings are very important, my dear devotees. Lord Chaitanya was so moved that he said, O Mother, listen carefully. O Mother, I'm telling you the truth. Although I've left my home, in every country you will remain my mother. Even in previous lives, you were my mother. Any one of you know what Lord Chaitanya is hinting at? When he was Ram, Mother Sachi was who? Kaushalya, you are saying. You know everything. When he was Kapila, his mother was Devahuti. When he appeared as Krishna, his mother was, I hear you murmuring, Devaki, and I also hear someone murmuring, Yashoda. That's Krishna is Krishna. Maybe if we have time, we can enter this subject, but not now. I am worshipped throughout the three worlds, but you are worshipful even for me. If someone says, O son of Sachi, the name is Sachi Nandana. Even if these people are completely devoid of devotional practices, they at once bring me along with all my associates under their control. Whosoever joyfully sings the name Sachinandana. I'm not saying this to sell. I'm not Sachinandana. I'm Sachinandandas. Sachinandana is Gaurahari. Huh? Whoever joyfully sings the name Sachinandana. Thank you. But that was not joyfully, that was dutifully. Joy Sachinandana! Thank you, this was joyfully. Whoever joyfully sings the name Sachinandana becomes imbued with transcendental knowledge, expert in all the scriptures, filled with love and exceedingly dear to me. One who simply utters the name Sachinandana is blessed and has purchased me. Whoever repeatedly sings Sachinandana with a happy heart, his knowledge and wealth are fully successful, and he personally becomes a sacred place of pilgrimage. One who, and Lord Chaitanya goes on and on and on, and he says, finally, if at any time a person sings Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, I remain satisfied with him for lifetimes. What more can I say? That person becomes my guru. We must sing Sri Sachi. How can we sing this, Krishna? Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Here I have it. Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. What? Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Oh, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. 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 Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi, Sri Sachi. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jai Gauranitai. Jai Gauranitai, 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 Gauranitai. Even if someone has no devotional qualifications, the Lord is so respectful towards his own mother that if he sees someone accepting the name of Sri Sachi, then he becomes pleased and willing to oversee even the offenses of a hopeless sinner. This is how the Lord personally shows how it is important to respect. At the end, I would like to be practical, means how to import this understanding into our own lives. The English word respect comes from the Latin word respectare. I have to smile because I learned Latin actually in my childhood. We had to learn. Respectare, spectare means to look, and re, the word re, like in reanimation or repeat or resurrection or re, what, where else it appears? Re, what? I cannot. Reincarnation. It means again. So, respectare means to look again. If you want to respect or enter the culture of respect, you have to look again. What does this mean? We all look with what is called the aparavichara, that means the external perspective, is the material perspective. But if we want to look again, we must learn to look with a different perspective, a more improved perspective, which is called the tattva-vichara, the spiritual, the perspective which looks for the spiritual truth. As devotees, we offer respects to all living entities. Oops, I know this means my time is up. Sharam will start there. Here, my dear Pandavasena devotees, my dear devotees, you have the wonderful opportunity during the Pandavasena retreat to offer respect to all living beings by... Krishna. I'm sorry, I'm getting out of my concentration because I see the children. They want to eat in the other room. You know, please let us do a little exercise. As we are going through our retreat here, we want to learn to respect devotees, means all of us. And for that, we have to look again. When I look at, let me invent a name. What is a good Gujarati name? It ends with Patel, but it has a typical... No, that's a known name. Dylan. Maybe there should be no Dylan here. Is no Dylan here. Dylan. If I look with... we have no Dylan. There's one Dylan. So this doesn't work. What is a good name who's not here?
Rakesh.
Also here. Everyone is here. Deepak. 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 Let's go with Deepak. I won't offend any Deepak, whoever he is, wherever he is, don't worry. If I look in one way, he is a human being like all of us. He will want to eat, he will want some respect, he will want this and that. And sometimes what Deepak does will not... Oh, it doesn't work because I know a Deepak. Any another name? I want a neutral name.
Suresh.
Suresh ji. So, you know, Suresh will sometimes get on my nerves because he wants the same thing I want. Respect. He wants food. He wants to be recognized. He wants this, and his interest will sometimes cross my interest, and it will be painful for me. He will maybe take something which I want for him, or he will be more successful. He will have more clicks on his Facebook page. I saw last retreat, there was a wonderful play on this. So, if I want to respect Suresh, who is a good devotee, I should respect, I should look again. What do I see when I look at Suresh, the same Suresh, with a tattva vichar? My dear devotees, I see he's a spiritual soul. He is a part of Krishna. He is not belonging to any nationality, not to any particular conditioning. Suresh is an eternal soul. He is dear to the Lord, like the Lord loves all his parts. So if I want to, what will I see? The Lord himself is in the heart of Suresh. Yes, Suresh is a temple of the Lord. Prabhupada says this, a devotee offers respect to every living entity. What to speak of Suresh? Because the Supreme Personality of God has entered the body of every living entity as the Super Soul. The devotee offers respects to such temples. Everyone is a temple in full knowledge, and thus he gives respect to every living entity in relationship with the Lord. So we can practice this while we are on this retreat. Let us see each other with respectare, while doing the respectare function, by looking again at each other. When people enter the sacred marriage relationship, they can look at each other as eternal servants, of the Lord, meant to support each other on their journey. When devotees are in the sacred brahmachari ashram, they can look at the other brahmacharis as temples of the Lord, as places where the Lord is present, and respect and assist each other. This may not, this culture of respect, which goes so far as to respect everyone, gets its peak when it comes to respectable superiors from which we can collect blessings. Our elders in the Pandava Sena, older members, mentors, we can ask them for their goodwill, their blessings. And older Vaishnavas, blessings we want to collect. Oh, our father and mother, yes, although it is difficult sometimes because they see things so different from us and may not even be so happy with our spiritual path, it remains important to try to have a relationship that also they can bless us. We have to act more properly, most properly, more kind and so on. My parents were not happy when I joined Krishna consciousness and they couldn't bless me. But, my dear devotees, I was able to collect their blessings by trying to behave very nice and respectful. And they have blessed me many, many times. This is the best thing you could do. You're saving us from another birth. Very nice. Continue. Hare Krishna. Although my mother was angry when I became sannyasi and didn't, so I cannot give her a child, a grandson. No, sorry, what did I say? I can't give her a grandson in her hands in this way. I cannot. Good. Oops, time is up. I thank you very much. I will not be able to take questions at this time, because I went over time, I feel. Have you understood this idea of respect? You have. So, what will you do during the Pandava Sena retreat? Respectare. Huh? That means you will shift your vision from what level? Material vision, which is our brahmachari. Aparavicha, you will shift it up and go to Tattva Vicha. Thank you. I could read it from you. Thank you. Yes. Please try. It will save, it will make a retreat wonderful. If you can do this, be respectful to each other and see each other as servants of Krishna. This retreat will be the best retreat. Whole of England will speak about how good it is. If you develop this spiritual perspective of respect. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day and Hare Krishna.